we are.
That's pretty much always true of babies.
Listen, if I know Phoebe...
Which you don't, do you? I mean, you love doing the full daddy daycare bit, but what you basically do is put her in a sling and parade her around the marketplace when she's asleep every couple of days so that everyone admires her hat.
No, hang on a minute.
Oh, and when I get up to feed her at night, you give me a pat on the arm.
Well, no equipment for feeding, you see. I mean, I'd love to help more.
And if she's crying, which she does a lot, you walk her around a bit in the room that I'm in, saying shush loudly, when actually all I want is for you to take her away from me. So I can't hear her, because, I mean, what does she want with all that crying? The books don't tell you anything. Not the important stuff about how you'll never be yourself again, and how when she was born she was the tiniest, floppiest blue thing, and she didn't cry, and I nearly stopped breathing until she did, and then just when I was certain I'd lost her after I'd waited all my life for her to be there, then she started crying, and she pretty much didn't stop for the rest of the year until I wished she wasn't there, because, I mean, you'd love them, but you don't really like them, and it's going to last another 18 years, and that's a long time, actually. And actually, the main thing the books don't tell you is that you're stuck in a minibus.